When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, welcome to Anime Munchies podcast only exclusive. I'm Joko, and joining with me always is the lovely Haley.
Hi everyone.
And this is the first podcast only exclusive episode thing.
Without video, basically.
Yeah. And yeah, we don't really have any specific topics. We'll just kind of, it's more of a free for all. Kind of thing. If anything, just don't forget to subscribe or follow wherever you listen to your podcast, or if you watch our YouTube channel with our video podcast, please subscribe. Thank you. Bye bye. Good night. Oh my gosh. It's already been, we watched the Blackpink concert. That was now, what, 4 days ago?
When was that again?
It was on
Saturday?
Sunday. 2 p.m. Korea Standard Time, So it was 9 p.m. our time, Pacific Standard California time. And we came straight from Orange County.
Yeah.
Is that the day you got your nails done?
Yeah, that was Saturday then.
Oh, shoot, yeah. So Haley got her nails done. She always gets them done and did.
Yeah.
She has a really, really good nail artist that does her nails, like, yeah. 3D art. Guess the theme of the nails.
She's my nail wizard. And then, of course,
Hannah _ nail wizard
on Instagram. Well, I couldn't really decide what I wanted.
So, of course, when Haley can't figure out what she wants, guess what she goes for?
BT21. Of course. Can't go wrong with that. But then I added cute Japanese snacks along with, like, 4 of my favorite members from BTS.
Oh, yeah. It turned out really well. I like it.
Yeah.
Like, because you guys were actually on the spot kind of thinking about some of the snacks,
what
right?
Yeah, snacks.
It's a good thing Hannah is Japanese, so she can help kind of think
of stuff. I was actually the one that came up with it.
Okay.
But then she knew which ones I was talking about.
Oh, well, yeah. At least, well, there you go. At least she knows. Because if you ask, you never know. But I'm just using stereotypes here. Like, if you ask, if my grandma was doing your nails, and you're like, "Oh, grandma, can you give Haley a dongle?"
Yeah. She's like, "Eh, what is that?
Banana?
Sino yan?
Sino yan buttpack?
What? What are you doing?
Doesn't matter. I don't care. Anyways, yeah. So her nails are done. It's super cool. It's like every time she gets them done, I always just like kind of stare at it. And she forces me to do a little photo shoot for them.
Yes, I have to preserve the memory of the nails. They last pretty long, though. They last maybe like a month and a half to 2 months. I was going on 2 months with my old one.
As a male who doesn't do his nails often, if at all. Like, how long is it supposed to last, though?
So, like, usually it's 2 weeks if you get it done.
Then what happens? It falls off? Or does it, like,
it chips,
break?
Oh, like breaks? The color chips, or, like, your nails break. Something. But then, I don't know what Hannah uses, but it's some magic that stays on, and I can't even get it off for, like, 2 months. Like, they don't fall off.
It's insane.
I lost maybe,
true.
Like, one, like, a week before my appointment.
Well, like, I remember when you got your nails done, we went to Hawaii. Even after we got back from the trip, it was, like, all intact.
Yeah.
Like, nothing happened to it.
And I had been swimming and everything. Yeah.
So, it's the real deal.
Yeah.
You get your money's worth.
Yeah.
It was 120, right? For anyone curious.
Yeah, it was 120, but then she does, like, all 10 of my nails have 3D art, like, designs on it.
And if you want to have a better idea of it, too, just, we kind of uploaded a random video that's not a podcast on YouTube. It's just Haley's nails, and actually I put a time lapse because I'm trying to use my GoPro more, and so there's a time lapse. My first time lapse is Haley's nails getting done.
It looks pretty cool, though. You get to see the whole process. Because, like, everything that Hannah does on my nails is, like, handmade there on the spot.
Right. She just, like, it's, like, she just puts it all together.
Yeah.
Like, layers it and puts, it's insane. An artist. It's kind of cool that I was able to see some of it, mm-hmm. like, the process this time. Yeah. So, check her out. Hannah_nailwizard is her
Instagram handle.
Mm-hmm. And she's located in Orange County at Atlas Studio.
Yeah.
So definitely check out Atlas Studio if you want to make a request or get some nails did.
Yeah, she does anything, like literally anything.
And she has clients coming from like even San Diego. Obviously, yeah. We're from like LA, like mm-hmm. even further up north of LA
yeah.
in the valley.
And she's worth
it. Haley drive. Forces me to drive like an hour plus.
Yeah.
Just to get her nails done. So.
Hey, it's okay. I feed you.
Yeah, that's our deal.
She feeds me. He drives me, and then I feed him all the food that he wants.
And also, what do we usually get either like ramen or Sergeant Pepperonis.
Yes.
Dang, we haven't had that in a while. Maybe next on the next nail. So in 2 months.
Yeah, 2 months time.
But that's, I mean, back to, what were we talking about? Blackpink.
Oh, yes. Oh,
I don't even know. How did that because we were like, what did we do before Blackpink? And we just like, we had ramen too. Of course we did.
Ramen.
At
Hiromama.
I was.
Oh. Hiro. Wait, no.
Are you thinking of Hiromiya? She's just. All she can think about is that freaking shoujo anime.
That's Horimiya.
Horimiya. Close enough.
Hironori is the ramen place.
Yeah. And it's. They have a location in Pasadena, which is where we've been to before. But we. Because we're barely opening up outdoor dining.
Right.
Let alone indoor dining.
Last week, I think, right?
Yeah. So we. That was like the only one of the few ramen places that had outdoor dining.
Yeah.
In Orange County while we were there. Mm-hmm. And it's one place that we trust.
Yeah. They're...
Like, so that's why we went.
Yeah, their food is really good.
Yeah, so if anything, if you want to try it, if you're ever in LA or even Orange County, that's definitely a ramen spot that you could definitely just rely on.
Yeah, we got the tonkatsu. But then we add garlic and black garlic oil.
Yeah, of course. Got to get that black garlic oil. Mm. Legit. You look more legit, like, after, like, you get it in there because it looks so cool.
Yeah.
And then, anyways, back to Blackpink again.
Right. The concert.
The concert. I mean, it was good, but in a way, like, at the same time, I was kind of sad that it wasn't real, like, live.
Yeah, they said...
Like, well, technically, they didn't say it's going to be live.
No, they just said it was like live. An online
This is an online called The Show.
He's just disappointed because we watched the BTS.
So it's Haley's fault.
Yeah.
Because for showing me or making me watch the BTS concert.
I had him watch the BTS online concert. I think that was back in October. But theirs was live.
And it was crazy. Like, yeah, first of all, it was legit live.
Yeah.
And so, like, even the cameras, they would catch them mm-hmm. smiling or kind of goofing or, like,
yeah.
you know,
like,
it's like
a real
candid.
Concert.
Yeah, so it's, like, more candid.
Yeah.
This one was, like, after every song, in between every song, like, when they talk, like, everything was very structured, you
and
could
it was,
tell.
Like, cut. You could
and
cut
the only
and
reason,
edited.
The only reason why I knew is because we watched the BTS one, or I would have never known. Mm. And also, what gave it away was that viral video of, like, when they performed on, what's his name? The
James Corden?
Yeah, James Corden, when they performed or had like one of the videos from the show, it was, I believe, what's the song? I can't even think of the song.
How You Like That?
No, it's that other one that's
Savage Love.
Savage
oh,
Love.
Oh, not Savage Love. Savage.
Savage Garden. Pretty Savage.
Pretty Savage. Oh my god.
So, when they did that, it's like some people caught, and one of my friends actually caught it too. They saw that Jennie's boots were magically turning black, and like at first it was white, but then like the color changed like magically to black and back to white every now and then
yes.
when it's like cut.
So it was all like pre-recorded.
Yeah, so like whoever edited it or whoever did the costume or like not
they
costume,
forgot.
Like whatever the designer thing is called,
stylist?
Wardrobe stylist, they're fired. They're totally fired because you can totally see mm-hmm. and tell. But yeah, it didn't feel like a true live concert. But
right.
as a blink, I thoroughly enjoyed it and I appreciated it.
Yeah,
so
it was
nice to
it
watch.
It was nice, but then some of their wardrobe was very questionable.
You mean the Oscar the Grouch slash...
Yeah, for Lisa. Why are they sticking her in that crap? But she like can pull Oscar. It off, though.
She can pull it off because she's Lisa. Yeah. But, like, Oscar the Grouch and, like, some of the... Some of the wardrobe
choices were not as nice as what they could have been wearing.
They didn't emphasize certain body parts that could have been even better.
Jesus' boobs were all squished.
On that last one, right? The white outfit. Like, yeah, it looked really weird. Like, I didn't notice it until Haley pointed it out. The more I looked at it, I was like, free those babies. Let them free. Let them breathe. Let them bounce. But... Besides that, you know what was really cool, though, was their solo performances.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I was very surprised. The one that stood out to me was Lisa's
Doja Cat.
That was insane. That was not expected.
Right.
That was super cool. And obviously, everyone's excited and happy. Congrats to Rosie on her solo debut song. All of it was really good. For the most part, everything was good. My only complaint was just, it's not even a complaint. It's just, I wish it was like actual live. Cause it's like nice catching candid, like moments. Random stuff, moments going on. I mean, they did that cause they had it recorded, but then after watching the edited, Pretty Savage performance in my head, I'm like, how many times did they take this or retake that in terms of the performances? And also like when they were talking to the viewers, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, is this like the second or third time and they didn't want the first one?
Right.
Wish it was just like straight up whatever was filmed.
Remember with BTS's one and then like even Jimin, the first day, because they had day one and day two of the concert. Yeah. We watched day one and then, we watched day two. But day one, he cried during his speech. And I was like, oh.
Yeah,
but
and it's like we wouldn't have known
because it's like different for each day because it wasn't pre-recorded.
And I think the one when you bought the YouTube subscription or the YouTube Plus subscription for the Blackpink, you could re-watch it. They have a schedule on the Blackpink official YouTube or even their website maybe where it's like they just replay the same thing. Mm-hmm. Like there was no like other day. It's the same thing. And
right,
then,
it's the same one.
And we also watched the sound check. The sound check was just like a teaser.
Yeah, it was like maybe like 20 minutes.
Yeah, it was like two songs, I think, performed. And then they're just like, I liked it. I actually really enjoyed it because it's just like, you know, they're just wearing their like pajamas or like whatever's comfy. Makeup. They're not really dancing all out. And they're just like kind of just, you know, just practicing and having fun. Yeah, chilling. And I liked it. Mm-hmm. Like I said, the BTS concert, though, like the live concert kind of... spoiled me, right. I guess.
Yeah,
but they besides go that, because yeah, because like I said, I just like the live aspect because it's like, oh, it really is live, and like all the candid stuff that goes on because that's like what the essence of watching concert any concerts live. It's like
because they make mistakes and stuff,
right? And they'll talk about it with you, like this, not just even K-pop, just even like the other artists, like. When we watched Angels and Airwaves or Motion City Soundtrack, I remember Justin Pierre from Motion City Soundtrack was like, he was on the wrong verse or like forgot half the verse. And he's like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
So that was pretty funny. Mm-hmm. But I mean, those are the live moments that you need to capture and you should at least include in, even if it's pre-recorded.
Right. I don't know why they chose to do that, to be honest.
It's YG, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you're a big YG person, especially with Big Bang. I remember you always were like bringing them up on.
I idolized them before, but then it's just like, I don't know what happened.
You know what happened?
Back then.
Big hit happened.
Yeah.
Set the bar higher.
Big hit set the bar higher.
Actually,
for sure.
There was news also about Big Hit and YG.
Oh, yeah.
Joining forces.
Yeah.
With their powers combined. They are Captain Planet.
Because YG needs help. That's why, probably.
And it's a good... I'm not complaining at all. That means more chances, increased percentage chances of BTS and Blackpink... I'm not going to say romance, even though I wish it was romance.
He ships certain members together, but I'm
no, I was
super
not going to say that.
It.
I'm not. I wasn't going to actually say that. I couldn't think of the word. Mm. I was like, chances to interact. Yeah, that's the word. I need to like pull up a dictionary when we do this shit. More interactions together because it would be cool because I've seen, you know, a lot of videos where like not just Blackpink with BTS, but other interactions where Jin is like a host and like interacting with other groups when he's like idol groups And it's funny. It's cool to see. It's almost like when it's like the Avengers, when like different movie like heroes from Marvel
all come together.
They're in one universe, like a shared universe, right. And you could see them together. So Blackpink, well YG, I mean, and Big Hit are doing something. I don't know exactly specifically what's going on,
right?
But they're, I guess, friends now.
I don't know. And we'll see.
So more chances for Liz Cook.
Shut up! It's all about G Cook.
Oh.
Or V-Min.
V-Min and G Cook. Nah, I'm all about what is the other one? G-Rose.
No.
It sounds like Euros. Like G-Rose is what? Jimin and Rose and Rosie.
Ship any of those
but mine
together.
Is Lisa and Jungkook. Liz Cook. Hashtag Liz Cook.
G-Cook. Hashtag G-Cook forever.
If you look up these hashtags on Instagram, literally you'll find like, shoot, endless like amounts of pictures and scrolls and even, like a lot of different accounts.
Yeah.
IG accounts. Right. Like
even like fan art and everything.
Oh, I love it. Live for this stuff.
No,
this is the best part about K-pop.
He lives for that stuff. I live for the shipping the members between each other.
The like what is the, it called?
Hmm?
What is that called? Like that thing? Like
BL?
Yeah, there you go.
Boy love.
Oh my goodness! And oh, speaking about that, like Haley's been doing a. She, I don't know if you've even talked about it, but you're doing commission.
Oh yeah.
Commission. She does like she actually does like commission artwork on her on Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
Like her character or other people have their characters having or like holding their neighbors,
villagers.
Their villager neighbors.
Yeah.
Like
yeah, so I do like a
what was yours?
What was mine? So the first one that I did, it's more like a 90s anime style. Kind of think like Sailor Moon.
No, but well, who are you holding?
I was holding Genji and Marshall because they're my my favorite villagers.
Of course they are.
Right. But then I decided to open up commissions because like a lot of people in the community gave me good feedback about it.
Yeah, so she's gotten plenty of commissions ever since I got her iPad and she uses Procreate.
Yeah, so I've been doing that while I'm at home.
That's the life of Haley. Always yeah. Animal Crossing something.
I don't even play the game anymore that it seems like. I'm just busy with doing artwork and then my fan fiction.
Oh, boy.
My fan fiction, if you want to check it out, it's on my Animal Crossing Instagram. My Momo Tamago.
At My Momo Tamago.
Yeah.
And, yep, she's, I mean, what is your fan fiction about?
It's about my character in Animal Crossing, my rep, and I shipped her together with Genji. But he's not actually a bunny in my story. He's more like a human form of Genji.
And then I think Haley illustrated that so
yeah.
On her Instagram. So you have a better idea of what she's imagining.
Yeah. Instead of just because people picturing. Are like, what's wrong with you? Like, you're furry or whatever. Like, why are you?
Furry.
Yeah. I got like all these messages from random people like saying like, what's wrong? You're sick. Why are you liking a bunny? And I'm like, he's not a bunny in my story though.
Is that why you did your
yeah, that's
like
why
drawing
I did.
Of an
I
actual
did a
person?
Drawing of him.
I see.
So people could like see that's what I envision when I write it.
They gotta be more open-minded. What's wrong with
that? Yeah, but the funny thing is because, like, those people that were sending me those random messages, they have, like, pictures of, like, anime boys and stuff. I was like, that's literally the same thing. If you're simping over a 2D, like, non-existent anime boy, that's the same thing.
Right, right. And, I mean, that's good, though. At least she has commissions and good for you.
Thank you.
We just ate.
Yeah.
El Pollo Loco, baby. That's like my go-to like dinner now.
I don't think everybody knows what that is. They don't have that in Hawaii.
El Pollo Loco. It in Spanish means the crazy chicken.
Right. It's and more like
it's like flame grilled chicken and yeah. It's really like all the
it's
ingredients are fresh.
Healthier, I guess, than
it's like
most
a healthier
fast food
Mexican option.
Right.
And it's like the line's insane. The line was crazy today, just the drive-through line.
Yeah.
It's really popular over here because like everyone likes it, likes the, it's really fresh, and I mean, for the price, it's pretty, it's a reasonable price for what you get, mm-hmm. too. Plus, I always got coupons.
Right.
That we always get in the mail.
We don't buy fast food unless we have a coupon.
Right, that's true.
Otherwise, it's expensive.
Like, even, like, when it comes to something just like McDonald's and Burger King, like, we will not eat there unless we have a coupon.
Or if they have, like, those deals, like...
On the apps.
2 for $4 or something.
Yeah, or, yeah, our actual, like, deals.
Right.
Like, Wendy's, 2 for $5.
Yeah.
One, we get one classic chicken for Haley, and I get the spicy chicken.
Right.
That's like one of the best chicken sandwiches, guys. Mm-hmm. Wendy's. Definitely check it out.
Oh my God.
Recommended for fast food.
You know, it's funny because I always told him that I didn't like Wendy's. They didn't have it in Australia, but then when I lived in Hawaii, I got Wendy's when I was in high school, and I didn't like it.
How come you didn't like it, though?
I don't know. It just tasted weird. Compared to over here.
So, like, was it the first time that you had it again with me then?
Or did you have it again? Yeah, because I refused to get it.
Oh, okay. Cause because you're not going to think about it until, like,
right.
And then because I was getting it, so you're like, I guess.
Yeah, and then I tried the junior bacon cheeseburger.
And she fell in love.
Yes. Now that's all I want all the time.
The junior bacon. But then their chicken sandwiches are so good. I want to try that new honey biscuit breakfast sandwich, too. That's something like honey butter biscuit. Something like that.
I don't know.
That's on the list.
Mm.
Need to try list. If I can get it. If I can go during my lunch break. Not lunch break. My morning break from work or early enough in the morning on weekend.
Right.
I really want to try it out. So.
Oh, is it only for breakfast?
I think it's a breakfast only. Actually, I might be wrong. Hopefully I'm wrong and then I can try to get it next time. Or hopefully it's not too late and they don't even have it on the menu anymore.
It always changes.
Yeah. But that's a good thing too. And, well, it's today, it's Wednesday.
Right.
I'm going to actually try to upload this today or tonight.
Yeah, because, I mean, you
mid-week.
Said that you were going
like,
to do that.
Like, this shit is real. This shit
right.
is live.
Yeah.
Like, right after we record this.
Yeah.
I'm going to just post it onto, we use Anchor, and it's going to be on Spotify. Where I wonder, based on a lot of the, on the demographics, like, because you could see all that cool information. A lot of people listen to it on majority is Spotify.
Right, because people use that the most.
Second one is Apple Podcasts. So everyone, I guess that says a lot of people have iPhones that listen to this. But I'm just glad we're able to keep you guys company.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Haley always keeps me company.
Why are you smiling like that?
I don't know. It's funny because, like, I don't know if you could hear in the recording after it was, like, awkwardly quiet. There's, like, a cricket outside.
Crickets.
I can hear crickets.
I mean, I don't know what to say to that.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, so what are you going to do after this?
I have to work on more commissions.
Man, it must be nice. I need to work on editing this next episode, video episode.
Yeah.
I need to check my fantasy basketball news. Maybe throw on some ghost adventures while I do that.
Mm-hmm.
P.S. I love Ghost Adventures. One of my favorite shows to just leave
right,
in the back.
But you know what's funny is because he is scared. Like, I remember before when we first started dating, he wanted me to be in the same room with him when he watched Ghost Adventures.
That shit is scary, man.
But I was like, this is not even scary.
It's
but
scary because it's real. This is compared to, like, horror movies.
But then now he's more immune to it.
But I can't watch horror movies.
Yeah,
they scare me too much.
Watch horror movies.
I can watch all this real stuff, but I don't know, for some reason, horror movies, and it just freaks me out.
Yeah, he gets more scared than me now.
Like, my heart rate shoots through the roof.
Yeah.
I have a heart attack watching this shit.
Yeah.
Especially jump scares from scary movies.
Oh, well, I still get scared of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but I guess that's why it's like a thrill ride kind of. Oh,
just watch it through your fingers, like peeking. That's what I always do.
My strategy that I do is I pick an empty corner. I pick a corner of wherever I'm watching, like the left or upper right corner, and I just stare blankly at it with my eyes, like I'm looking through the screen.
Yeah, and then he just makes me watch it, and he's like, "What happened?" And I was like, "You weren't watching."
No, I wasn't watching. I just, like, zombified myself. Yeah. I can't do it. But Ghost Adventures, like, even though they have, it's like real life stuff happening, it's more interesting to me, that whole aspect.
Right.
And what they capture and how they react to it is funny too,
mm-hmm.
and entertaining in its own way.
Yeah.
But I've grown up watching them ever since they came out. Like,
it's been a long time already.
Yeah, like they look different from when they first started. And it's crazy. They're going strong. And Zach looks good for some dude in his, like, is it 50 or 40? Some,
I thought he looks like 40s.
Late 40s, maybe? Yeah. He looks, he's freaking buff, as always. And then Aaron's always Aaron, so.
Yeah.
And at least they have Jane Billy before they had Nick. And then Nick went to do his own show, which I wasn't as interested in. It wasn't as much action, I guess you could say, is the best way to describe it.
Like, not a lot of...
Not as thrilling. It's more interesting in terms of if you're, like, want to know more about the story and you're more chill, I guess. But, yeah. And I'm hoping that... I'm looking forward to eating some Reese's Peanut Butter Cups because I can't eat anymore because it's late already. And I'm staring at the big box of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups that my sister got me for Christmas. It's almost as tall as Haley. That's, like, 18...
It's not almost as tall as, like, me. That thing is way
three
shorter.
Fourths.
It's like maybe 2/3. 4 feet. I'm not 4 feet.
That's pretty tall for a long Reese's, like a bunch of Reese's peanut butter cups, to be honest. But yeah, so I mean, this is our midweek podcast for Animunchies. So
update of what we've done during the week.
What we've done in the past few days.
If you're interested, it's going to be the same stuff.
Fun fact, we're also sharing one mic, so I don't have to do more editing. And that's pretty much it. So thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. If you're around the globe, listening to us in the car, in the bus, in bed, on the chair. Why are you laughing?
I don't know.
She's going crazy. She's like literally laughing at nothing. She just looks like a crazy person. So thanks again for joining us. And we'll see you guys in the next episode. Probably the video episode. But if not the video one, check out our next non-video episode if you're like going back and forth between the two. Thank you again for listening. Peace.
Peace.
Bye, guys.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.